Tyana Farmer had her outfit ready for the High Sierra Music Festival this year.
Sparkles, glitter, glow sticks, you know, all of the festival works, fishnets.
She'll be a senior next year at Plumas Charter School, and the music festival is a tradition.
High Sierra makes the whole town look different. Like, when I walk into the fairgrounds at High Sierra, it doesn't even feel like I'm in Quincy. It feels like I'm in a whole other place.
High Sierra was one of dozens of summer events canceled this year, thanks to the COVID-19 pandemic. Tyana's bummed to miss out on the annual Escape from Small Town Life, and the cancellation is a big problem for local business.
How's your day going?
It's fantastic. Yeah, let's talk about the front way.
John Stefanik manages the Plumas Sierra County Fairgrounds. It's about 60 acres of neatly mowed grass. Normally, he watches the music festival unfold from a cot in his office. He's trying to stay optimistic, but the cancellation is a huge hit for his operations.
You know, that's 20% of our revenue is from the High Sierra for the fairgrounds. For the community, Safeway, they'll sell everything on the shelves.
And High Sierra isn't the only one. Every event that John relies on to keep the fairground running this summer has been canceled. That's a problem for him, but the cancellations also mean a lot of uncertainty for local businesses.
Yeah, it's not like they're just blowing into town, bringing their own beer with them, and they're making bologna sandwiches. I mean, they come, they spend money.
But it's not just big ticket music festivals that aren't happening this summer. A mountain town called Taylorsville, population 140, 45 minutes north of Quincy, is dealing with a cancellation of its own.
Well, it's a classic event, the saddle bronc riding. It's just like old times. You can
say I'm also a fourth generation cowgirl. My dad, my grandfather, and now my kids and I all have rodeoed.
Misty Bonkio helps organize the Silver Buckle Rodeo in Taylorsville. This is the first time the town canceled the event since 1949.
Money and bragging rights to say I won the saddle bronc riding at the 70th Silver Buckle Rodeo.
The rodeo is the event of the year in Taylorsville. Misty held out until early June to make the call.
And this town like triples, you know, just because of the rodeo. A lot of people have called me and are like, what are we going to do on the 4th? We have nothing to do because it's been here so long.
Local businesses rely on the rodeo to stay open year-round. Kelly Tan owns Young's Market in Taylorsville, and she counts on the 4th of July weekend too.
We just have to make it up somewhere else. We have our hours cut, so we're just controlling our expenses, and you just have to be as smart as you can and hope for the best in the end.
For Misty, the rodeo is more than an economic pillar. It's a piece of what it means to live in Taylorsville.
This also is not just canceling an event, it's a way of life.
Canceling the rodeo is letting down future generations, who Misty hopes will keep the event going.
You never know. They might find that passion and love and go far.
Her daughter, Lacey, was planning on running this year.
This is where all my horses go to. Well, my main rodeo horses, because they're spoiled. Well, I was going to try to run for Rodeo Queen. This is the first year we haven't had it, so I don't know what I'm supposed to do.
10-year-old Bodie Kingdon is learning to be patient, too. He's been riding horses since he could walk.
It's so fun. I like it so much. So I would. It's going to suck now that it's canceled.
This year, he was supposed to move up a division to saddle bronc. Like everything, it'll have to wait. Tessa Paoli, CAP Radio News.